Okay, today is Daf Nun Ches. We are on Nun Ches. I believe by the two dots on the top, four lines from the top. So we are discussing Rav Bana. We came. Rav Bana was mentioned in the Gemara yesterday, and now we're going to continue discussing some statements and actions of Rav Bana, who apparently, based on the story, was a tremendous tzaddik. Rav Bana Hava Kametzayit Ma'arasa. Rav Bana would mark off the caves, basically the caves of the crypts, where people were buried. He would mark off the where the people were buried, so in order to prevent other people from walking on top of them, be metame ba'oel. Right? Rashbam says Rav Bana. So if it's the it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I mean like 9, 10 lines, and then they get short. Rav Bana Adam Gadol v'Chashuv Haya. He was a great man. The Fichach, therefore, nitan lo rishus likanes b'kivrei tzadikim. Therefore, he had permission to enter the crypts. The graves of the tzaddikim, aval acher lo, but a regular person cannot do that. Kedarminah, as Gemara Chulin says, gedolim tzaddikim minisasin yosim b'chayein. Tzaddikim even greater in their death than they are in their life. So it's very, you know, it's very disrespectful, I guess, to walk into their grave. But he could do it. V'hayad nichnas b'ma'aros, he would go into their crypts. Umoded midas archa mibifnim, and measure their width of the inside. V'acharkach modem yivachutz kenegla. Then he would make the equivalent measurement on top, outside. V'osa sham tziun tzid, and he makes some sort of line marking. Kidei lakir makam atuma, in order to recognize, or to people would know, the place of tuma. V'lo yaviyu taharos derechkan, they would bring the taharos here. Shlola hayal al kever. So they won't be mayal, they won't make be'oel on the kever. So we see the story now. He went to the kever of Avram, went to the kever of Adam Harishon. Tosos asks right away, why does he have to do that? Tosos says, Mitzayim Me'arasa. We did two lines, now we're doing Tosos. Right? Mishum, Rashba, Tosos says, Mishum, the kever saw some tum bokas v'ola. Yidamino kamaduchte. Again, because the tumah is oel, because the tumah goes up to the Shemayim, the tumah goes up, so he has to mark it off. V'im tomar, but how can you say that he has a problem? V'ha ein kivrei ovdi kachavim mitamim oel, Mishum de ein krim adam. Non-Jewish graves are not mitamim oel. He's going to Adam and Avraham. They're not Jewish. Four Matan Torah. Yeah. Right? Vafil Rabbanan, even according to Rabbanan, the Pligi Rabbi Shimon, who's Argon Rabbi Shimon, the Amri de Matam Bo'el, they say that non-Jewish graves are Matam Bo'el. Mikom Mokom, Mekevesh, Lefnei Hadibur, Lo Mabir, Lo Benazir, El Negia. Right? But anyone who died before Matan Torah, they agree that's only Matam Tumas Maga. But so Adam and Avram are before Matan Torah. So either way you cut it, they shouldn't be Matam Bo'el. So what's the issue? Why is he going in?
Why does he have to mark it off?
So he says, V'yesh lomar da Avram nikam Adam. Now, because the problem is, we say that he says that Avram is called Adam, diksiv, because he quotes a pasuk, I think it's in Yoshua. He quotes a pasuk, diksiv ha-Adam ha-Gadol, that he's called a great man. So he's also Adam. Avram's an exception. He's called Adam. And Adam is Matame, Yechen Adam Rishon, because he is Adam. He's the quintessential Adam. V'lahachi ein lamata mikra da Adam. The whole idea was that we only said that, right, we said it before, that ein kivrei v'chavim tamim be'oel, because they're not kari Adam. But Avram and Adam Rishon are called Adam. Therefore, their graves, despite the fact that they're ovdei kochavim, despite the fact that even the court of Shimon, that they're non-Jews before Matan Torah, nevertheless they are called Adam, and therefore, according to Tosos, their graves would be Mitam Bo'el. So
Adam buried in Maris HaPala anyway, and so...
Right, so is Avram.
Well, yeah, I know, so...
He's marking it off. Maris HaPala then did not look like what he did now. Right? Rav Bana Hava Kemetzai Ma'arasa. Start the Gemara. Rav Bana would mark off the graves. So Kimata Lamarasa the Avraham, when he got to the crypt of Avraham, Ashach Eliezer Ever Avram the Kai Kama Ababa. He found Eliezer, Avram's servant, standing at the entrance of the Ma'ara. Amar Lei, so Rav Bana asks Eliezer, Maka Avid Avram, what's Avram doing right now? I need to bother him. What's he doing right now? Amar Lei, so he says, Amar Lei, Ganei Biknafo the Sarah. He seems to be lying in Sarah's lap, or between her arms, become aine liberation, and she is like playing with his hair or doing something with his head. So Amrale, zil emale, go tell Avram Avinu Bana Kai Bava. Let him know that I'm here. Go tell Avram I'm coming in. I want to come in, but I want to let him know I'm coming. You know, maybe he wants to get prepared that I'm coming in. So Amrale, so Avraham Avinu tells Eliezer to tell Rav Noah Leil that he should come in. Don't worry, you can come in. Umeida Yediya the Yetzirah Amaleka. You should know that there's no Yetzirah in the next world, and therefore what? Therefore, it's okay that I'm lying down on Sarah's lap. I mean, it's his wife anyway. Rashbam says, Amar Leil Leol the Inka Chutzba the Igne Beanpe Beknafi the Sarah. The Meida Yedei the Yetzirah Amaleka. Velo Tzrich Letz Numine. I don't have to hide what I'm doing from you because there's no Yetzirah in this world. I guess, what about Rav Banah? He's not dead yet. Okay. So, the made the idea, the Yetzer Ha'il Amaleka. So Rav Banah went in, he measured the width and the length of the cave, Benafok, and he went out, and he was Mitzrayim on the outside. Then he keeps going, Ki Matlam Arasu the Adam Arishon. Now he gets to the crypt of Adam Arishon. There's Machlokas Nigmar, whether Mahamar Askam Chel was set up, whether it was an outer chamber, an inner chamber, or there was a chamber, or it was an upper chamber, and a lower chamber. So, I would think that this would have to be more outer, you know, outer and inner. This way, he has to measure two chambers. If it's upper and lower, then all he has to do is measure one. Okay, Kimatla Maros Adam Arishon Yotze Baskol. The Baskol comes out and says, "Nistalka b'dmus diyukni b'diyukani atzmi al tistalka." You were able to look at the face of Avram, right? You were able to look at the face of someone who looks similar to me, but look at my image itself. Al tistalka. You can't look because Adam Arishon is actually Maisa Elokim. He was created by God. He's the only person in the world never to be born. So he was created, right? Rashbam says, "B'dmus diyukni." That's what the Gemara says here. So he says, with the Musta Yukni, he says Yaakov. I don't know why he says Yaakov, because he didn't look at Yaakov. He looked at Avraham. So I don't know what that means. He looked at Nus Yaakov. So Rav Banah protests and says, Haba Ina Litzidim Arasa. I know, but I have to do what I do. I gotta measure off the cave so that people know not to be metamed, not to walk here. So the Gemara says, Midas Hachitzon Kach Midas Hapanimus. I don't have to worry about it. But the same measurement that applied to Avram's cave applies to Adam's cave, so you already have the measurements. Use the same measurements. Ulamanda Amar Shnei Batim Zolamalam Zo, and according to my Amar says that the Maras Machpelah had one on top of the other. Kemidas Halyonakach Midas Haktona. The same measurements of the upper one, the same measurements of the lower one. Whatever you did, measured already by Avram, that's sufficient. You don't have to remeasure by Adam or Rishon. It's the same measurement. So Amar Rav Banah, and Rav Banah says Nistakalti Bishnei Akevav. Domim l'shnei galgei chama. I looked at the two heels of Adam Arishon. They were similar to the two spheres, to the sun and the moon. I don't understand. He didn't look at Adam because God prevented him from looking at Adam. So was he saying that he was nostalgic b'shnei akevav? I don't understand. He didn't. Right? Rashbam says b'shnei akevav shel Adam Arishon v'haydik siv ki afor ata vel efor chotashuv. He asked a different question. What do you mean it looks like the sun and the moon? He says he's supposed to, you can return to dust, right? I guess return to dust only 1 hour before Tchias HaMesim. I have no idea. That's what I was saying before. I don't know. I don't know what this means. Okay, next.
Don't we say we're all but Selam Elohim?
Yeah, but he was, we're Selam Elohim. He was actually, according to here, he was created differently because he was actually Maisa Elohim. God made him. As opposed to being born by a woman, he's actually the Maisa Elokim.
So there's but he had physical features.
Yeah, I don't understand the question though. So because his physical features were created by God, he's considered the Yukni Atzma, and you're not allowed to look at him. That's what he says. He says to Rabbana, you can't look at him.
Is there any such restriction when he lived?
Don't know. I would assume not, because there were plenty of people who looked at him. I don't know.
Many people around.
I don't know. All right. Hakol bifnei Sarah, kikov bifnei Adam. The way everybody looked, so if you put one person next to Sarah, Sarah was so pretty, the other person looked, I guess, looked like a gorilla compared to Sarah. But Sarah bifnei Chava, kikov bifnei Adam. And Sarah compared to Chava was like a kof bifnei Adam. V'chava b'fnei Adam, kikof b'fnei Adam. And Chava compared to Adam, Adam was so much better looking, I guess. I don't know if it's looking, or just maybe it's the spirit of Hashem, the Ruach Elokim. The Adam b'nei Shechina, kikof b'nei Adam. And Adam b'nei Shechina is also kikof b'nei Adam. What that means, I don't know. What does God's work look like? I thought he doesn't look like anything. So I don't know. Shufrei d'Rav Kahana, the beauty, the hajus pun of Kahana, let's get the parentheses, Me'in Shufrei d'Rabbi Yavohu, was, I guess,
it's a reflection. It says there's semblance.
Okay, Shufri de Rav Kahana me'ein Shufri de Rav Yavo, who's close to the beauty of Rav Yavo, v'Shufri de Rav Yavo me'ein Shufri de Rav Yaakov Avinu. I guess it was only lower, but it was close to Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov was even better looking. Maybe that's where the Rashbam gets Yaakov before. Okay, v'Shufri de Yaakov Avinu me'ein Shufri de Adam Rishon, and Shufri of the Yofi, the Hadesponim of Yaakov Avinu, was nothing, I guess, compared to the Yofi of Adam Rishon. Basically the same thing we said before. Okay, Hahu am Gusha. So there's this Amgusha, I think, is a Mechashef, some sorceress, right? Rashbam says a Mechashef, so some sorceress, to have a Chatit Shachvi. It seems like she would go to the dead people and steal off of them. And Rashbam says, Chatit Shachvi, Chofer HaMesim Lafshita Begdeyam. She would rob the grave. She was a grave robber, essentially. Somehow she would go and she would steal the clothing. I don't know what she was stealing. If you only wrapped around in the, you know, in the tachrichim, what is she taking? But okay, so kimata amarasa the Rav Tovi Bar Masna, when she got to the crypt of Rav Tovi Bar Masna, tafshe bi dikne, Rav Tovi, maybe it's a sorcerer, not a sorcerer, because it grabbed her by the beard.
Yeah,
right. So grabbed him by the beard. I'll get that. Okay, so Asa Abaye comes along, Va'amar Lei, and says to Rav Tuvi, Bimatusa Minach Shavki, please let him go. She must be a friend of the sorcerer, I don't know. L'shana Achrisa Hada Asar, the next year, the Mechashit came back to the same, with Tavshin B'dikni, and again, Rav Tuvi grabbed him by the beard. Asa Abaye again came to let it go, Lo Shavke, but Rav Tuvi did not let him go, until Abaye brought scissors and cut off this guy's beard. I don't know. I don't know what it means. Okay, next case. So I'm sure somebody interprets it, but I don't know. Maybe the Maharal or the Maharsha or the Ben Yoyada. Hahu da Amrulu uhu. So now we have another. Now we're talking again. We mentioned Rav Bana. Rav Bina was the one who was Messiah in the caves, and now we're going to continue talking about Rav Bina. Ahuda Amar Luhu, Chavisa the Afra Lechad Birai. So there was a person who was, apparently he was dying. So he wanted to give over his Nechasim to his children. Right, Rashbam says, Ahuda Amar Luhu, Mitzave Machmas Misahaya, Umechalik Nechasov Levanov Alpiv. So he's distributing his wealth. But he says it in a very cryptic way. Chavisa da afra lechad bara. So the barrel of dust or dirt I'm giving to one son. Chavisa de garmi lechad bara. So the barrel filled with bones I'm giving to a second son. And chavisa de udra lechad barai. And a barrel filled of thread. Or I'm giving to the third son. So lo havi doi Mike Amrle. He had no idea what he was talking about. So Asl Kamer de Rabbana. So they came before Rabbana. Hopefully Rabbana can interpret these words. Amar Lahu, so Rabbana asked them, Isluchu Ara, do you have, your father have karka? So Amar Lahu, in. He said, yes. Isluchu Chevasa, do you have, you know, livestock? And he said, in. Isluchu Bistarki, do you have like all these types, different types of clothing, which are made out of thread? In, so that's what he said to you. So the barrel of dirt is the karka, the barrel of bones is the livestock, which have bones, and the barrel of thread is all the clothing and all the other metathlon. That's what he meant, to divide it up. Why he said it cryptically, maybe he didn't want people to know what he had. I don't know. Okay. Ahu Gavra, now there was this one guy, Deshama Lidabisayhu, he heard the following thing that his daughter, his wife said, the Ka'amr Levarta, who said to his daughter. So his wife is speaking to his daughter, and the wife says to the daughter, Amai lo tzinias bi isura. Why aren't you careful to hide when you do your isurim, when you do your averos, so people won't know? Why do you do it so out in the open? Why don't you hide? It's apparently Meisner's Lus over here. Like me, because Asara Banai Isla, I have 10 sons, the Lesle Mevuch Elchad, and only one of them your father is the father, meaning I have nine sons from illicit relations, and nobody knows because I hide and I do my sins. So kishachiv, so now that man knows that only one son is rightfully his. So when he died, when he's on his deathbed, Amar Lahu, he says to his sons, Kol nechasai lechad bera. He doesn't know which one, obviously. He says, all my nechasim belong to one son. So lo yidol ha'minayu. They didn't know which one he was talking about. So when Asul Kamei Rabbi Bana, so they came before Rabbi Bana. Amar Lahu, Rabbi Bana says to all his sons, Zilu chavoto kivra da avuchun, ad dekam umegali lechu la'ha'minayu shavka. Go and smack or hit the kaver of your father until he comes up and reveals to you which one he's talking about. So it's a pretty big chutzpah thing to do, is to go smack and beat up the grave of the father.
How would the father know anyway?
But because now he's dead, and now I guess now now he knows, right? Okay. Now he knows.
Well, for nine guys, it's not their father.
So nine guys, that's the point. So Azlukulu, Hahu Divrei, Havil, Azul. There was Azlukulu, they all went to hit the kever, but Hahu Divrei, but there's one son, Havilo Azul, the one true son, did not go. So Amar Lahu, so Rana says, Kul Nechasa Dahai. It all belongs to this son because he's clearly not the Mechutzav, and therefore he's the one. So Rashbam asks, he says, Amar Lahu, Kul Nechasa Dahai. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8 lines on the bottom. Shalol L'Ratzel L'Chavod Akivro Shal Aviv. He did not want to smack the father's grave. Shazehu Hatsanua Shabachem. I guess this is the most sanua of them. I don't know. Umstabra de lezeh ahav yoser. Must be that this is the one he loved the most. So therefore, that must be the son he meant. So the Gemara, but the problem is how can you be motzi mamon, and how can you do that without edim or any proof? So Rashbam says v'yafa dan rabbanah de lo shayach hacha el shuda de daini. Maybe all the time is shuda de daini. There's no proof here, but it's up to the judge's discretion to figure out what would have been the person's intent. V'hainu shuda shelo rotz lechavod. And this was his estimation. He did not want it. Also. So that's what that's Rabbi Nag awards all the property to this one child. So Azlus, now these nine other ones who were basically disinherited, they're upset. So Achlu Kurtza Beimalko. So they told, or they were malshin on Rabbi Nag to the king and the Amri, and they said, Ika Gavra Chad Yehudai, this is one person amongst the Jews, the Kamafik Mamon and Minshe below Sadin Lomide, that he's motzi from people money without any witnesses, without any proof, even though he didn't shoot deny, but they didn't want to do shoot deny. So Asir Chavshuhu, so the king went and took him prisoner. Like, why the king cared that these nine did not get their Yerusha, I don't know. So Azir Dibsuhu, so now Rabbanah's wife, she's also a pretty smart woman, so she goes to the Beis HaMelech, Amrlahu, and says to the king's people, Avdachar Chavu Li Paskul Reishi. I had one slave, and they broke his neck. They took off his head. Upastulu Mashkle V'Achlu Bibisrei, and they skinned it and they ate its meat. The Kamalu Beimaya, and now they use his skin to pour water in. Umashku Beilechavrei, and then they use that to give to drink to the other people. But they didn't give me any payment. They didn't give me any payment for my slave that they took. They didn't give anything to use the skin. They didn't give anything to use. They didn't pay me. So she's apparently speaking about her husband. But lo yadi my ka amr lahu. They had no idea what she was talking about. So Amri, they said, okay, wait. Nesu lechach kima di yehode vilema. Let's call one of the smart Jews and let him explain to us what this woman is talking about. Kirayula Rabbanah, so they called Rabbanah, who was in prison, so obviously she now just got him out. Amar Lahu, and Rabbanah explained to them, Zarnuka Amar Lahu. She's talking about some leather flask. That's what she's talking about, a leather flask. I thought it meant that they stole some sort of sheep from her, and they shechted it, and they ate it, and they took off its skin, and they made a leather flask out of it, and they're drinking from it. So that's what she meant, some sort of riddle that he was able to figure out. So Amri, so the Beis HaMelech, said to him, since this guy is so smart, let him sit by the gate and judge, be the judge for the people. So Chazit Havik Sivba Avula. So Rabbanah saw that they had this statement that was written above the doorpost, Kol Dayan the Miskare Ledin Loshme Dayan. Any judge who is called to din is not a true judge. Well, this guy, Barvanah, was called to din. So he has to change that, because if he's, they just hired him to be the judge. But just beforehand, the reason why he was put in jail was because he was called to din by his nine sons. So Amar Lahu, so Barvanah says to him, Ele Me'ata, if
he says differently. He says any judge who was sued in court is not worthy of...
So why is that different than what I said? Any judge who's brought to din... It's not judge. It's exactly what I said, right? Kol dayan demiskule din lo shmei dayan. So Amar Lahu, so Rav Noah says, elameyata, if we're going to go according to this statement, asa inish me alma, if people come from the shuk, umazmin le ledina, and they will bring me to, then they'll bring the, if some people come, they make some sort of frivolous lawsuit against the dayan, pasle, you're going to pasle him. So this statement makes no sense. It's not going to... So Ella, rather, this is what it should write. It says, "Kol dayan de miskare ledin umafkina mine mamona bedin lav shmei dayan." Any judge who's brought to din and they extract money from him in the din, meaning he loses, he's not considered a judge, and he actually has to step down. So they did kasu hachi. So what they did is, instead of erasing the statement, what they wrote is Baram. However, Sabid Yudah Amrei, the elder Jew said, they had the statement that any judge who's brought to din is not considered a dayan. And then they added, however, the elder Jew said, any judge who's brought to din and his money is extracted from him in din, he's not considered a dayan. I think that's self-serving in a good way for Rav Benah, because he was brought to din, but no one took out that he was brought to din, but no one, because of what he did with these nine people, but no one extracted money from him. Okay. Now there's another, Rav Anas sees another thing. Chaza k'dixiv, he saw it was written on top of the gates of the city, Birosh kol mosa anadam. At the cause of all death is the blood. That's what it seems to say. The cause of all death is the blood. Rashbam says, kol tachuleha adam al adam heim shem misrab elav. Anytime a person gets sick or dies, it's because of too much blood. The person didn't bloodlet. Again, those days they believed that bloodletting was the bloodletting, I think, was a course of action done up to past like 150, 200 years. I think it was still done.
Used to do it.
Right, the barbers used to do it. That's why they have the red, white, and blue. Yeah, exactly.
The revolving.
So Chazal Dixir. So he sees Bereish Kol Mosa Anadam and Bereish Kol Chayin Anachamar. And the cause of all life is me, the wine. I mean, if you drink enough wine, then you won't get sick. So he says, Elamiata, according to you, Dinafa Me'igra Umes. What about a guy who falls from a roof and dies? Because he breaks all his bones. Dinafa Me'digla Umes, falls off the deck and dies. Dama Katle, it was an increase of blood that caused his death? No, it was the impact of the fall that caused the death. And also he says, Man the Darkula Memes. And according to you, that wine, you know, gives all life. So one who's about to die is a ghost. Says, "Mashle Cham Rachai." You just drink, force feed him wine, and he's going to live. So the statement that you have up there is not accurate. El Hachavay LeMichtav. Rather, this is what it should write. It should say, "Berosh Kol Marin Anadam." The cause of all illness is me, too much blood, and Berosh Kol Asvan Anachamar. And wine is the best medicine, I guess, to try to heal. Doesn't mean it's automatic. It's to try to heal.
I'm sorry. It says a proper consumption of wine ensures good health.
Good. So they agreed with him. So kasvahachi. So they added to their statement Bram. However, saved yudoy amra. The elder Jews would say. And we fix it. Baros kol marin an adam, baros kol asin an achaymar. Right? The beginning of that, in order to help, the cause of illness is the extra blood, and medication, wine is the best medication. And they say that ba'asar de les chamar, in a place where there is no wine, taman mizbayo samanim, a place where there's no wine, they're going to need medication. But if you, right, because there's going to be illness. But if there's wine, enough wine consumption, then there's not going to be illness. I think that's what it says. Okay. Then it says, Ksiv apischa de kaputkia. So Not they mentioned these statements that are written on the top of the gate by where Rabbana was. They're not talking about a statement that was on top of this, of the gate to the city of Kaputkia, and it says these three words: Anpak, Anbag, Antal. That's what's written there. Rashbam says, it's own words, which is brought here because it's similar. He says, these three words are all the same measurement. People coming in to do business, they should know that these three words are all the same measurement. That's a next deal for talk about commerce. Shem hisna limkol lechaveru mola midazo ve'ezeloshen shiomer yitin shir echad. Whatever language is used for that, this is the amount. Mikomos mikomos yesh yesh. Different places shekorn anpak or antal or anbag. It's all the same measurement. And he says ve'azol ve'ezu antal. And what's the shir? Zehu revius shel Torah. It's a revius, whatever that shir is. But that's what the shir is. These are all the same. These are all the same. My response says, "Rishol Torah is revius halog, the hainu beitzo mechza. It's 1.5 eggs. That's the size. But these three are all with the same measurement. So if someone tells you an anpak or an anbag or an antal, you have to know that it's a revius. Okay. Moving along. Next Mishnah. So now this Mishnah is going to continue to we talked about before. The previous Mishnah was cheskas tashmishin, which I'm doing something in my field, or I'm doing something into your field. Whether or not do I now obtain an easement or a right to continue doing that in your field? Machlokas Rishonim, whether I could get it to 3 years, I can get it right away. Whatever it is, there are certain activities that I do that if I do them openly, notoriously, without your objection, do I then? Is that proof that I have a right to do so in your field? So we're going to talk about gutters and leaders. So maybe the people in construction can help me. But gutters apparently are what are attached to the house on the roof, and the leaders are what comes down and pulls the water away from the house. So it appears as that the gutters were permanently affixed to the house, and the leaders were moved. They would move the leaders from one side to the other side. And what also seems to be happening is the gutter had been made such a way that, and the leaders were made in such a way that when the water comes out, it comes out not into the owner's house, the house owner's property, but into mine, the neighbor's property. So now this guy apparently is now dumping his water from his roof through his gutters and leaders into my property. So Hamarzev, which is the leader, the Marzev ein lo chazaka, it does not have chazaka. But yesh limkom chazaka, but its place has a chazaka. The Gemara will explain that. Rashbam says hamarzev is tsinor katan. It's a small pipe. Ureglilin litloslo lusov tsinor gadol haohelech al pnei hagag. They used to hang it at the end of the gutter. Ureglilin lahafkol luchol rosh yirtzu. They used to move it to any side that they would want. Umarchi kiluach mayim in a kotan, in order to distance the water, the drainage of the water away from the wall. Skip a line. The hilchach ain't no chazaka, and therefore there's no chazaka. The ain't no davar kavua, because it's not permanent. See, the difference is permanent. It's not permanently fixed to that side of the wall, so it doesn't permanently drip the water into my property. Vim hifzik bo balaga gimel shanim. Right, that's the Rashbam. She says that cheskas tashmishin also is gimel shanim. If the balagag has it there for 3 years, v'tala oso ba'avir chatzir chaviru, and it's hanging over my property, ain't no yichol liton hechzakiti. He can't claim against a chazaka. The cave on the lab milso the kiviusahu, since it's not something permanent, lo kapi balachatzer, balachatzer is not going to care, vishasik nastayim vishas, he'll just keep quiet, because he knows it's not permanent, he knows it's going to be moved from side to side. However, the Bright Mishnah continues, right, and then it says, aval yeshlam koma chazaka, gmar mefarishle, but then he says, hamazchela, which is the gutter, yeshlo chazaka, right, the gutter, Rashbam says, is hutsinor hagadol machzik kol orach hagag, it's the gutter that goes the entire length of the roof, umilsa de kvirsu, that is davar kavua. So if that gutter, I guess, doesn't have anything attached to it, and the water pours off of the gutter into my property, hilchach yeshlo chazaka, it would have a chazaka because it's affixed there permanently. The lo avid inish de sashik ela kapit, a person's not going to be quiet unless he sold it. He's going to be makbid on that. Umi de shasik, and since he was quiet, ikul meimar, you could say hadin mamasik divadin esratzatzma b'damim, that the din is with the mazik. He must have paid him for the right of this usage. So the difference again is between something that's permanent and not permanent. So the leader does not have a chazaka, but the maschela does have a chazaka. Then the Mishnah continues. Sulam Mitzri. Sulam Mitzri appears to be a, Rashbam says, it's a small ladder, right? Therefore, it's going to be moved. Again, Rashbam says, second white line. Sulam Mitzri, Katan Hu, it's a small ladder. Hilkach Ein Lo Chazaka, therefore, there's no Chazaka. The Kevan, the Lav, Milsa, the Kavyusuhu, since it's not something that's permanent, Lo Kapid Velochosh Limchos. It must be that his back of his wall is onto my property. So he leans up the ladder on his wall, and the ladder is now standing, you know, partially into my property. Right? Vehilkach im nasan sulamo bechatzachaveru al-salgaga l'shofo in chazaka. So he puts the ladder down and ends up in my property so he can climb up to his roof. That's not a chazaka. However, a sulam, but vilitzori, a sulam tzori, yeshlo chazaka. That's going to have a chazaka. Rashbam says, sulam gadol. It's a big permanent ladder. It's something, I guess, you fix there and you don't move. So, and next, Chalon Mitzris, Chalon HaMitzris, the Egyptian window, which is apparently also a very small window. Rashbam says, Ketanahi, Ein La Chazaka. There's no Chazaka. But a Litzuris, the window of the Litzuris, does have Chazaka. So Rashbam says that the Chalon Mitzris is Ketanahi, it's small. The Ein Lo Chazaka, there's no Chazaka there. Im Asa Chalon, but Kotel, Beso, Labit Derech Sham, Lishmor, Pardeso, Viginaso. If he makes a small window in order that he can look out onto his garden, the Chalon Pasuach Lachatzachadero, and the window is open into, it opens up into my field, the Hisig Vashol Shanim in Chazaka, even if it's there for 3 years, no Chazaka. The Cave on the Lab Mils, the Kivusa, who Lo Chashash Limchos, since it's not a permanent thing, I guess it gets moved or closed up, there's no reason for me to protest. Aval Im Aso Lahair, but if the intent was to make light, shohayelo oro mitzad acher kimikana, that's the only window in the house. So this is clearly being done to get light into the house. Then yesh lo chazaka l'shen kaviusa. So then there would be a chazaka because then it takes on the idea of permanence, right? The enu yochel istarves beisav l'ora, because you can't use your house without light. The chol midi the kaviusa have a chazaka, and anything that's permanent does get a chazaka if you hold on to it for the requisite period of time. But Hachi Amar Shmuel Gemara, this is what Shmuel says in Gemara, the Ora filu kol shul havi chazaka. For the Ora, even a small window gets a chazaka. Okay. So Ezehu Cholon Mitzris. So now what's the difference? The Mishnah says, what is considered a Cholon Mitzris? Kol she'ein roshu shel adam yochal ikanas v'tocha. I guess any window that you can't put your head through. Small enough that you can't, the average person can't fit their head through. Rav Yehuda Omer Yehuda says, im yesh la malbein, if it has a window sill, I guess. How does it translate Malbein?
Frame.
Oh, good. So if it has a frame, then that look shows permanence, I guess. So if it has a window frame, so then that shows permanence. And even if it's so small that the average person can't put their head through, it still gets the status of permanence and there will still be a chazaka. I guess, right, Rashbam says, Taliyahu Mashkof, Hachalom, Mamalamati, Minis Smoke, Ein Pesach. Looks like it open. Okay. So now the Gemara's going to ask, we mentioned right in the Mishnah, was that the Marzeh, the leader, does not have a chazaka, but its Mekomo has a chazaka. So the Gemara's going to give three explanations, and with that, we'll end the share. So, my Marzeh, Elo Chazaka, V'yesh Mekomo Chazaka. What does it mean that it has a chazaka, does not have a chazaka, but its place has a chazaka? So, first answer. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Hachika Amar, this is what he says. Hamrazev ein lo chazaka miruch achas, but v'yeshlam koma chazaka mishtei ruchos. Meaning that, like we said, man, the marzev moves back and forth. So I think we're saying over here, it doesn't have a chazaka. You can't say, oh, I'm going to keep it at this side all the time, but the owner of the property, I can't say he has to get rid of it. Meaning he has the right to move it from side to side, but he doesn't have the right to leave it in one place permanently. Right, Rashbam says, ein lo chazaka miruch achas, im marzev munach perosh dromi sel mazchela. Let's say the leaders on the south side of the gutter. B'shofich shamayim b'hichzik bo gimel shanim, ain't a chazaka. It's not a chazaka to leave on the south side. Dim tzarek v'al ha-chatzir l'shtamisham, the v'al ha-chatzir wants to use that area of his field, tzarek zeh la'akor ma'zeivu mikan, ulaniach b'rosh ha-sheni shal ma'zcheile. He can force the owner of the leader to move it to the other side of the gutter. The ain't balagag ma'si b'kach klum. That's why the balagag just wants to move the water off. So it doesn't matter what side it moves off. V'hilkach, he doesn't have any kvius to be on this side. Right? He has the right to have it on one or the other side. He can only protest. He can force him to move it from side to side. He can't force him to remove it completely. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Hamarzev ain't no chazaka. The marzev, the leader, doesn't have a chazaka. Im haya aruch mikatzro. Whereas he has the right to pour out the water. He doesn't have the right for this leader to extend all the way down onto my field. Right, Rashbam says, She'im haya oroch, yoser mikdeit sarko, v'tofes ba'avir chotzer haber mikatsro. So he has this leader that's falling, coming down, that's coming down into my property. I can cut it. So it doesn't you know, project into my airspace. I can cut it. I can't get rid of it completely because he still has the right to pour the water, but he has no need for it to be so long as the water is going away from his roof. So he doesn't have, so what he has is his makomo has a chazaka, meaning he has the right, he has a chazaka to keep it there, but he doesn't have a chazaka to keep it there that that the leader extends all the way down. But Yesh L'mkoma Chazaka Shein Bala Okro in Okro. But his Mekoma has a Chazaka, I mean, if he wants to get rid of it completely, he wants to uproot it completely, in Okro he cannot. That's answer number two. Answer number three is Rav Yirmi Ba'ava Amar, Har Marzev Ein Lo Chazaka, that the leader does not have a Chazaka, Shein Rotsa Liv Nos Tachta Bona. But if I want to, I can build underneath it. The leader's coming down into my property, I can build up underneath it. Because the guy doesn't have, the owner of the leader doesn't have the rights to the airspace underneath the leader. Right, the Yeshem Kol Chazaka Shem Bal Okro in Okro, but he has the rights for it to be there, and I can't get rid of it. Meaning, if I'm willing, I want to build something all the way up to the bottom of the leader, and that thing will just pour water, I guess, onto whatever I'm building. I have the right to do that. Meaning, he has no rights to the airspace, but he does have the right for the leader to be there. So basically, we just changed the explanation of the Mishnah is that he does have a right for the leader to pour out the water. What he doesn't have is either, according to the first answer, the right for the leader to pour out the water here. He could be forced to move to the other side. According to the second answer, he has a right for the leader just so that the leader works. He doesn't have a right for the leader to come to extend all the way down. I could cut it and make it shorter. According to the third answer, which is similar, he has the right to the leader, but I have the air rights underneath it. I can build all the way up to the leader, but I can't build too far up to get rid of the usage of the leader. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have an excellent day.